Morning. It's good to be back amongst you this morning. I'd like for you to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Hopefully this is a very familiar passage, but Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. Now sometimes you're just doing some reading and something you've read 100 times before, been hearing it all your life, but sometimes there's days that it hits different. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." For by grace are ye saved. You know, us Primitive Baptists, we love to talk about that grace. And some people is wondering, what's so important, what's so great about grace? Well, the thing about grace is it's unmerited favor of an undeserving individual. And when you have been blessed to know that you are one of those undeserving individuals. But go with me to the chapter 2 verse 1 real quick. And he says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins." When we realize the condition that we as man are in, as we realize that we were dead, no way to reach out. No way to hear the gospel. No way to know the Lord. But you hath he quickened. Came down to where I was. Reached down to the lowest part of where I am. And quickened me together with him. So when I read, "For by grace are ye saved," I can rejoice in that grace. That unmerited favor. I did nothing to make it seem like I deserved anything. And especially when we read over in Romans 3, verse 10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one." When we truly and honestly understand the condition that we are without God, this hits a little different. This strikes a chord a little different. This should tug at the heartstrings. This should make you rejoice and say, "Praise God." Because it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves." That not of yourselves. I praise God that it was not anything that I have done. Because if I have done something to obtain mercy, if I have done something to obtain my salvation, I guarantee you there's some way I can lose it. But this doesn't say anything about me doing anything. Praise God. It says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." Now that faith that we talk about, faith, definition of faith over in Hebrews 11. Hopefully everybody can quote it, but you know, I just want to make sure I read it just right. Hebrews 11, chapter 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Some people talk about faith as, you know, nothing. Hope is nothing. If you have hope, well, you don't have much. No, we have faith in the living God. We have that faith. Some people say, "Well, oh yeah, well, you know, once you get faith, all you got to do is believe." Well, where does the believing come from? The believing comes from faith. Where does faith come from? It is the gift of God. "And you hath he quickened who are dead in trespasses and in sin." Something happened first. Something had to happen. Something miraculous had to happen first before I could even think about having faith in God. That is your gift. What a gift is that? You know, sometimes in this life, people give us gifts and we're like, you know, receive it with a smile, thanks. I don't really appreciate this. I don't really want this. I can't really use this. But this is a gift that you can't even refuse it. It's faith. He says, "For by grace you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Verse 9, not of works. Not of anything that I've done. Not anything that I've worked for. Now, some people would hear that and be like, well, so what? If I don't have to do anything, I can live however I want to. Well, then the question is, well, how do you want to live? How do you want to live? I don't know about you, but when I read this, you hath he quickened. He came down to me and quickened me together with him. I have a place in heaven because of his son, because of the sacrifice, because of what he's done for me. That makes me want to be like him. That makes me ashamed of who I am. That makes me very ashamed of how I've acted sometimes in my life. It should, because something's changed. Something is different. And he says, not of works, lest any man should boast. Don't you see how the Bible, how the Word of God talks about salvation, teaches us that it's not because of the good that I have done, the good that I do now is a reflection of the work that had been done to me.
Amen.
The good that I do is the response from the action that was taken upon me. Not of works, lest any man should boast. I can't boast of my good works. You know why? Because without God, I wouldn't do them. Without him, I can do no good thing. Nothing. Nothing good. Without the Lord. It says, not of works, lest any man should boast. So I have nothing I can boast about my good works. Oh, I tell you, there's been some people that have done some mighty good works in this life. But you know, even if we have tried and done everything, we've given all our goods and helped one another and just lived a good life, all I could claim is I'm an unprofitable servant, for I've only done what I've been commanded to do. None of us can boast that I've gone above and beyond the call of duty. Jesus went above and beyond. Jesus went a little farther. That's why I need to try to live my life like him. Try to do these good works. It says, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yeah, you can't boast about your work. But in verse 10, it says, for we are his workmanship. He's the one who created us, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I can't boast of my good works. But brothers and sisters, while I'm doing those good works, I can boast about my great God, who has given me the ability to do these good works, that has given me the want to, given me the drive, because I can fall back on this. It's by grace alone that I am saved. These works that I do, this life that I try to live, is not so I can secure that place in heaven, but so I can show forth to the world that I'm one of his. So when we read this, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. I tell you, sometimes it hits a little different. Sometimes these scriptures will tug at the heartstrings a little different each and every day. But if there's days when we read over this, we just kind of glaze over that. Oh, it's just by grace. You know, sometimes a primitive Baptist, sometimes I think we've been rocked to sleep by the sounds of grace. We need to get fired up again about it. We need to be rejoicing about it. We need to be telling more people about it. We need to be doing those good works. And how do we do the good works? By letting our light shine, right? Letting that light shine. So why? So they may see your good works. If your light's not shining, nobody's seeing, right? God had to act upon me first to give me the ability to shine forth the praises of Him. And the reason we do those good works, so men may see the good works, is for them to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. It's so imperative for us to do this. But not by works, lest any man should boast. And we know we were in Romans 3 a little while ago. It says, and the condition that we were in, no, not one. No, nobody was good. No, not one. In verse 23 of Romans 3, Paul says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. He is our propitiation. And you know, that's not a word that we use very often, right? Well, one of the definitions of this is the act of gaining or regaining the favor or goodwill of someone or something. If there's anybody in need of regaining or gaining good favor, it's in that fallen state, right? Well, God, Jesus Christ, is our propitiation. He's the one that bridges the gap. He's the one. When I sin, when I come short of the glory of God, when I fall flat on my face and I ask the Lord for forgiveness. We've all heard Elder Ricky Harcrow's sermon about there's a friend in the court. We do have a friend in Jesus. Because God looks at Him. Through Him. To see me. Through His blood. Through His fit sacrifice. To see me. So yeah. When I read over here, it says, for by grace are you saved. It hits a little different. That's why so many people in this world that don't understand this doctrine, but their spirit rejoices when they sing Amazing Grace, because the Spirit knows. Because God knows. Sometimes my head don't catch up. That's why we can rejoice in the singing of that Amazing Grace. The amazing thing about grace, is that any of us got any of it at all? So yeah, when you're going through your reading, sometimes when you're approaching the Scriptures, remember the state that we're in. Remember the state I was in before the Lord acted upon me. So He said, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. In verse 2 He says, wherein in time past He walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's where we were, right? That's where all of us were, right? In verse 3, among whom also we have had our conversations in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and in the mind were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. When we keep in memory of where we were, when we keep in memory of where, what state we were in, then we could read that verse 4. But God. The state I was in, the pitiful state that I was in, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love where He had loved me, us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you're saved. Doesn't that hit just a little different? Sometimes the scriptures just hit a little different. And I tell you, if they're not hitting a little different, we need to do some self-checkup. We need to go back and remember what state we were in. He says, by grace you're saved, and hath raised up together, raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And that leads us back, for by grace ye are saved. I tell you, I can rejoice in these truths. I can rejoice in reading the Word of God. Sometimes the Word of God, sometimes we'll be reading in the Scripture. You know, we go through those phases of life where it's just dry. Our heart is empty. We don't know where to go. And sometimes it's a struggle to even read some of the Scriptures. But keep struggling. Keep going. Keep remembering the state that I was in and how far God had to come down and reach down and get to where I was at. I tell you, it'll hit different if we keep those things in memory. So, brothers and sisters, remember, yes, for by grace you're saved. May the Lord bless you.